What'd you take her back to your house for?
To spend some time.
You were going to have a sexual encounter.
A night that got out of control.
Became a little bit intimate.
I told him, I just want to go to sleep.
That led to this.
She had bit me right here on my chest. She was not going to let go, so I put my hand around her neck.
He was telling me, you know, I could kill you right now.
Two violent acts. One is the victim.
She was cursing at me, yelling at me, screaming at me.
Judge Judy.
She said no. What word didn't you understand?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 28-year-old child care service worker Brian Jenkins is suing former friend Tia Moon for an assault and for damaging his car with a bottle of cologne.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 455, sorry, in the matter of Jenkins versus Moon. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
Mr. Jenkins, the defendant is your former girlfriend.
Former acquaintance.
Did you date?
No, not really. I mean, we just basically just seen each other, spent some time together.
And it is your claim that she not only assaulted you in your home, but also purposely vandalized your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
When did this happen, sir?
It started the night of January 14th and ended up on the morning of January 15th.
And where did it start on the 14th?
I came to pick up Ms. Moon from her place of residence at her friend's house. She had basically presented me this letter, basically stating her demeanor and her well-being.
What? I don't understand that. Let me see the letter.
Okay, here you go.
You went to pick her up at the place where she was living?
Yes, Your Honor.
What time?
It was about 8 o'clock, Your Honor.
Were you going out that evening?
No, she was basically just coming over to my apartment.
For what?
Probably just to spend some time.
And you would receive this letter before?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, clearly, Miss Moon thought that the relationship was more than just being an acquaintance.
Sir. Sure, Your Honor.
So after you read the letter, in which she tells you that she loves you,
sure,
and that you hurt her feelings, and that you don't love her back, and that you're not careful with her feelings, then you were taking her back to your house to hang out.
We basically were discussing some confrontations of the letter.
You were discussing what?
The letter. And basically of my feelings towards her.
What did you tell her your feelings were?
I do not take love for granted, and I was not going to tell Ms. Moon that I love her when I did not do so, and I was not going to string her along like that.
So what'd you take her back to your house for?
To spend some time.
And what happened when you got to your house?
Basically, we had continued to discuss some more things. She had basically told me that she had a present for me. She let me open up the present. I seen what the present was.
What was it?
A tape.
A tape. Okay.
A videotape, Your Honor.
Okay.
Seen the videotape, and pretty much I knew where she was coming from once I seen the actual videotape.
So I assume it was a sexually explicit videotape from the way you're avoiding the subject.
I guess that would be a good assumption, Your Honor.
Okay.
I mean, I try to avoid that, but...
Did you watch the tape with her?
Yes, Your Honor.
And after you watched the tape with her, what happened? Look at me when you're talking.
Yes, Your Honor. We had actually became a little bit intimate, but it got to the point to where she was more like, no, okay, well, why? What's going on? And she had priorly told me about how she had went to go take a pregnancy test that she was happy about, so to say, that she wasn't pregnant. I had seemed very relieved, but then she got upset again. It was more like, well, why are you so relieved? And I'm like, well...
And this was the discussion you had on the 14th?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Now let's move it along to when you say she attacked you.
The discussion got to us to where she left the bedroom, and I followed her out of the bedroom. She continuously was loud, disruptful, yelling, cursing at me. I'd asked her to stop many a times. So we got to the point to where I had asked Ms. Moon to leave. I basically was fed up of her actually being very disrespectful. Ms. Moon actually taking her time as to where she wanted to leave my apartment. I had basically started removing her things onto my front porch.
So she said she didn't want to have sex with you, so you were throwing her things out the door.
No.
Is that...
That's not true, Your Honor.
Well, that sounds... I mean, when you cut through all the baloney that you're giving me, sir, you followed her out of the bedroom, right? Because she's still saying no after you watch this video and everybody's all charged up and their juices are all flowing, at least yours were. She's arguing, you don't love me, I love you, you don't give back, take your stuff and get out. You gathered up her stuff and you threw him out the front porch.
That's not true, Your Honor. I asked her to leave my apartment because she was cursing at me, yelling at me, screaming at me, and also banging things on
that
my floor.
That would be something happened in between, sir. If she said, no, 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 I changed my mind, you must have said something. You said, how come you changed your mind?
Something along the lines is where, why? What was going on? Why are you acting so differently? And then she started telling me more things about how she had a discussion with her friends, how she basically had felt that I had never felt for her.
She was clearly right because you described your relationship with her as one of an acquaintance.
True.
An acquaintance is somebody, you know, you go in, you meet at a butcher. You say, hello, how are you? How's your family? That's an acquaintance. That's not a friend. Someone who is just an acquaintance isn't somebody that you worried that maybe the pregnancy test, the rabbit died. That's not an acquaintance.
It was a little more than an acquaintance. Just a little more.
Let's get to the assault, sir.
Miss Moon had finally agreed to actually leave the apartment. And she basically, on my front porch, and she had basically let me know and indicated to me that she had left her glasses in my apartment. I said, well, here, just wait here. I'll go get your glasses. I said, I'm not going to do anything to your glasses. Miss Moon didn't want to hear that. She basically wanted to come into the apartment. And from then on, I had stopped her. And she had continuously brushed past me for the second time. Once she had brushed past me for the second time, it was the point to where I was basically holding her off with my forearm, like so. By doing that, she came past my elbow. This is the weaker part, whatever. And that's where she got to the point to where her head was down. And she had bit me on right here on my chest and my shoulder area. Once she had done so, and she was not letting go, it was clear that she was not going to let go, I had needed to get her off somehow. So the best way I knew how at that point was to actually put my hand around her neck. I didn't necessarily choke her, but at the point, I held her tight enough to where she actually let go. And once she actually let go, I threw her off of me, and she was basically on the front porch. Once she had, was on the front porch, she called me some obscenities, whatever, and basically had let me know, well, I'm pregnant anyway, so I hope, you know, you take that, whatever. Stood there, watched her as she walked down the stairs, just while she's yelling and shouting, whatnot, obscenities. Watched her actually break my cologne bottles, which I have here, that she broke over my car. I have a picture of my car, and she basically was kind of like provoking me to come out there, kind of like do something about what she had actually done to my car.
Was she downstairs already when she threw the bottles at your car?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many bottles did she throw at your car?
Two.
Okay, let me see the damage to the car.
It's not necessarily the best of pictures, Your Honor, but however, I can't point
out. They're all you got.
I also went to go get estimates of how much it would actually cost to get my car repaired. Here's are the estimates. And these are the bite marks for that night.
Okay, and according to your complaint, you went and were treated the next day at the hospital or an emergency room?
Yes, sir. And I was treated at Mount Carmel East in Columbus, Ohio. And these are my medical bills.
All right, Miss Moon, let's hear it.
Okay, he was supposed to come get me at 8 o'clock. The reason I wrote that letter is because he told me I will be there at 8 o'clock, and he didn't show up till midnight. So I wrote the letter because I was sick of it, you know what I mean? And we sat and we had a discussion at my place until we didn't leave until 1 o'clock. We got to his apartment. We started to watch the movie, but his VCR doesn't have any tracking, and we couldn't watch the movie. And I had to go to work the next day at 10 o'clock. He was supposed to take me. And I told him, I'm ready to go to bed. I just want to go to sleep. And he started asking me why. And I said, because I don't feel like it. So automatically I started, that means I'm sleeping with somebody else. I became all these and everything else.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
I wasn't having it.
Did you see how quiet she was?
She was.
Did you see how quiet she was when you were testifying?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's how quiet I want you to be.
But I wasn't lying to her.
Just a second. What word that I said didn't you understand?
I understand clearly now, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brian Jenkins says, after an argument with former friend, Tia Moon, she assaulted him and vandalized his car. Tia says, Brian tried to strangle her, so she bit him.
And so I asked him to take me home, and he refused. I asked him about three or four times, just take me home, please, just take me home. He wouldn't take me home. And I started to get my stuff. He started taking it and throwing it. And I did forget my glasses, and I went back to get it, and he grabbed me around the here, and I bit him, and he started strangling me. He was grabbing my neck.
I saw her lie, Your Honor.
What word didn't you understand when I said, when she's testifying, unless I'm looking at you and asking you a question, don't speak?
That's right.
And so he was having me around my neck. He wasn't really...
Why did he put his hands on your neck?
I guess he didn't want me to go back into the apartment. He didn't...
Well, did he tell you not to go back into the apartment?
He said, hold on. And I was like, I'll get him. And he just grabbed me. And I was like, all right. You know, and then...
So he grabbed you?
Yeah.
And you bit him?
Yeah.
Hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I threw his cologne. When he was throwing my stuff out, I was like, all right. So I threw his stuff out. You know what I mean? I didn't care.
Now, he threw your stuff out after you had bitten him?
No, before. And so I didn't throw the cologne at his car. I just threw it, and it landed in the grass. And after he started strangling me, he threw me onto the porch, and I gathered my stuff up, and I was leaving. And he started saying something to me, and I had the cologne, another bottle, and I just tossed it, and it hit his car. And I kept on walking, and I was halfway down the street to go to the payphone to call my friend to come pick me up, and he gets in his car, and he drives, and he tries to get me to come in the car. But the whole time he was strangling me, he was telling me, you know, I could kill you right now. What do I look like getting in the car with somebody that just said they were going to try and kill me? So I told him, no, just leave me alone. I'll walk. I'll find another ride. And he continued to just follow me. He came behind me, and he grabbed my book bag with my work clothes in it, and he grabbed my jacket.
Stop playing with that paper.
I'm sorry. And he grabbed my glasses off my face, and I kept walking, and I kept walking. And he did this for like an hour. All I wanted was for him to let me alone so I can call my friend and go home. He wouldn't leave me alone. He picked me up and he threw me in his car, and I got out and I kept running because I was scared. I was crying. I thought he was going to kill me. He told me he was going to kill me.
He didn't tell you he was going to kill you.
Yes.
No, listen to me! He didn't say to you as he was following you to try to put you in the car to drive you home that he was going to kill you.
No, but when he was strangling
me. Right. You know, don't embellish this story. Do we understand each other? To make a long story short, you finally got in the car, he drove you home, and he dropped you off.
Yeah.
All right. There was at least some modicum of concern about your safety at that hour in the morning, walking around by yourself, because that's why he got in the car to take you home, even after you bit him and even after you damaged his car, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Mr. Jenkins.
Yes, Ron.
You're a cad, but not a total louse. Here you have a situation where you have a young lady who is clearly more infatuated with you than you are with her. That's what you said, because you described her to me as an acquaintance. And clearly, she poured her heart out to you in this letter that you read before you took her back to your house. So someone who was a decent person would say to themselves, look, I really don't care about this lady the same way she cares about me. And I don't want to lead her on anymore, because clearly she's lonely. She's vulnerable, so I don't want to lead her on anymore, and I'm just going to end it. But you decided, well, as long as we both have nothing to do, we'll go back to my house. So you went back to your house, and with this acquaintance, you were going to have a sexual encounter, one that you had had before, something that a decent person doesn't do to somebody who's vulnerable. Better off just cutting it off and saying, well, it's not going to work out. I don't feel the same way that you do. So you're a cad, but you're not a total louse, because you didn't want her to walk home alone. It's in the middle of the night. So you, even after the attack on you and your car, I don't know what you found more devastating, the attack on you or your car. Usually guys find the attacks on their cars more devastating than the attacks on themselves. You did, in fact, get into your car and say, let me take you home. You got it?
I do understand, Your Honor.
You bit him. That's a no-no. I don't believe that you bit him in order to have him release his stronghold on you. I think that you got very angry that night, and I think you probably had reason, but you weren't acting like a smart lady. If you sense from somebody that they're really not interested in you, what you're supposed to do is cut your losses and move on. Cut your losses, move on, find somebody else that wants to be as good to you as you want to be to them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Fine.
Can I also add something else, Your Honor?
I would love to hear something else. Make sure I'm going to like it.
Okay.
Because so far, you're winning.
I basically did want to say that I do have a permanent mark here because of the actual bite wound.
Maybe it'll teach you to be more careful with somebody's feelings. Mr. Jenkins, you got it?
Yes, Ron.
Good. Car is $763 to fix. Your emergency room was $446. So your total bills were $1,209. However, I do believe that you have to be compensated for the pain and suffering. A bite mark is dangerous. And I am awarding you $2,000 on your judgment, which is some $800 more than the actual damages that you sustained. Have you both moved on with your lives, I assume?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. Goodbye.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
I was actually pretty upfront and honest. That's the type of person that I am.
I'm only 19. I got other things to do with my life.
If you see a female is getting more like out of line, whatever, just go ahead and handle the situation.
I'm just happy that it's over.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bufano versus Kowalski. Step forward, please.
19-year-old waitress Tamara Bufano is suing her former friend, 20-year-old waitress Chanel Kowalski, for the cost to get her car out of impound. Chanel says Tamara owes her for a set of rims.
Ms. Bufano, you loaned your car to the defendant, who
Correct.
Was, according to your complaint, related to your ex-boyfriend?
She was just close friends with my ex.
A close friend of your ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
She acknowledges that if anything happened to your car, she would take care of it, right?
Yes.
She drove the car broke down, she left it on the road, the car got towed, cost you money to get it out of impound, you want your impound fees?
Correct.
She says she paid you some towards the impound fees, some money towards the impound fees, which you acknowledge that she gave you some money towards the impound fees, but then decided she didn't have to give you any more, right? Tell me why.
Because about a year and a half ago, me and my ex-husband gave her these rims to put on for tires, and she put them on her car, borrowing them, and she crashed her car 4 days later. The rims were $2,000. She told me that she told me and my ex-husband she was going to pay us back. She gave us $20 a week for maybe 3 weeks and never paid me back again. So when this happened with her car, I kind of was put in the same position, and she still owes me over $1,900 for that.
You don't have a counterclaim.
It happened over a year ago. They wouldn't let me, they said.
Well, so a year ago it's passed.
Right.
Oh, this is a very easy case.
I pretty much dropped it because she was my friend. That's why when this happened, I kind of said, you know, you did the same thing, so.
Duh. You have no counterclaim, so I can't entertain your set. What you want to do is do a set off. Be a grown up. How much did you give her towards the impound fees?
I believe $70 to $80.
Okay, how much were the impound fees?
$191.
How much did she give you?
Nowhere near $70 to $80. It was $20, four payments of $5 each.
The impound fees were $191, and she gave you four payments of $5 each. Even my rudimentary math, that comes up to $171. Would that be a fair statement?
Fair statement.
Why are you suing her for $191?
Well, because we ended up making an agreement after lots of fighting and arguing that she would pay me half of the impound fee by October 1st. Otherwise, I was going to file small claims. Well, she said there should be no reason why she wouldn't do it. Every time I asked for money, she didn't have it. She said, I have other things to do, but she was always partying and going out, so.
I'm asking you, what'd you add on the other $20 for?
She owed me $20 from another situation.
I'm not hearing another situation. I don't have another situation here. So what she owes you, according to you, is $171.
Yes.
By the way, did she ever say to you at any point, you owe me money for the rims and that's why I'm not going to pay you?
No, she didn't say that exactly to me. She said something about that she doesn't think it's fair that I didn't pay her for the rims, but she didn't say, you know, I'm not paying you because of the rims.
Okay, and the rims were her ex-husband's rims.
Right, and they were $500, not $2,000. They said I would have to pay $500.
Just a second, but they were her ex-husband's rims.
Right.
They were bought with our wedding money. They were bought with our wedding money.
You owe her $171. Judgment for the plaintiff. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The tire fell off. I was driving down the road and it fell off. She had free towing and she knew she did.
She was acting very irresponsibly.
She still owed me the money, so it should have just been dropped and considered even.
I'm really glad that everything turned out and I got to get my money.